the amazing Tony Sincotta. What's going on, Tone?
There you go.
Not much. You know, I was just looking at... I hate doing the show in the morning, the DFS Today show.
No, okay. It was an hour show.
No, because then I start putting lineups together at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
And by, you know what happens by 6 o'clock at night. None of those guys are the same guys that I have in the lineup right here at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, no. Because, like, for instance, like last night's loss for me was because I was freaking out at about 6:59 last night trying to figure out how to get as many Spurs in as I possibly could.
Oh, you should have been listening to the lineup. We broke it down like nobody's business. In fact, Chris Pavone had a little technical problem. Tonight on the Lineup Luck Show, we'll break down exactly what we told you to do. And if you guys followed, you couldn't have lost.
Really?
Basically, last night, I thought when you had the whole Spurs situation break down, the number one player you had to start your team with was LaMarcus Aldridge. That would have been the first guy you start out with.
All right, I had him in.
Then I thought Simmons and Kyle Anderson, because they were the minimum salaries, had to go in. And now David Lee became less important.
Right.
Because he wasn't a bargain anymore. So I also thought with all these young guys that Patty Mills would be the guy to play at point guard. He only played 20 minutes, but he put up good fantasy numbers in that one. And then you had enough to play Harden, Westbrook, and Terrence Jones. And we broke it right down. 6 minutes, we're going to play the clip tonight on the Lineup Block Show. And I doubled my money last night.
That's fantastic. So my problem was, you know, I got this information. I was on the phone, and I was like, all right, trying to freaking out. I would have been listening, but I was on the phone, and I had basically where I went wrong was I had everybody you just talked about in my lineup at one point, right? I had Aldridge, I didn't have Mills, yep. I had Murray. Murray, I had Anderson, I had Terrence Jones, and I had all this money left. And it never occurred to me, oh shit, screw your point guards of like Goran Dragic and I had Dragic and I had the other Wall, right? So I had Dragic and Wall. I should have said, screw those guys, let me just go get Westbrook. And instead, I basically was like, I went with Dragic, I went with Wall, I dropped down from Terrence Jones, and somehow wound up like Tobias Harris in my lineup. And I'm like, Greg, what the F are you doing? And then I lost more money.
Yeah, so, it's a crazy thing, right? So it was on air, so I was basically, we went to a commercial break, and I came back and said, hey, this is, Benny, this is how you could do it. And he's like, you could fit Harden, Westbrook, and Terrence Jones. I said, yeah. And we went over it. And it's one interesting thing is that if you guys are playing on DraftKings has now their algorithm, when they set these prices, take into account the defensive efficiency of the opponents.
Okay.
So Russell Westbrook was too cheap because he was playing Utah last night, right? So even in a 97-95 game, which is not a high-scoring game, he still put up a triple-double. And tonight, I noticed the same thing. Nikolai Jokic got the Utah Jazz. His price is too cheap. He's $8,500. He's too cheap.
Oh, wow. That's a good price.
So they're accounting for the opponent. And a lot of times, I think it's going overboard when you're talking about star players.
Okay, and that makes sense. That makes sense to me.